This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, social behavior system. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the social behavior system and its importance in the Islamic lifestyle. As we know that human beings are connected to each other naturally, and when we say they're connected, it means that they're socializing with each other and they're connected in a way that they build a society. Therefore, when they build a society, in that society, there are some behaviors which have been seen by these people who are basically making this society. So therefore, there is a social behavioral system, or we can say social behavior system, in which a person has a relation with the parents, with the children, with the neighbors, with the friends, with enemies. And especially when we're talking about the Islamic lifestyle, then there are some people who have relation or in relation with the kuffar, with the disbelievers, with the strangers. And the important thing is that how to basically socialize with them, and what kind of relation we need to have. Obviously, because when we are making a society and we have these different types of people in the society, there are different types of people or groups with whom we socialize. Therefore, it is necessary to know how to deal with them. It is necessary to deal with them in a way so that we can have a pure society and we play our role in order to have the best society, the society which is taking people towards the perfection and not to any other path. So therefore, we have to look at the society and we must know about our duty, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We're talking about the topic of social behavior system in the Islamic lifestyle. And we said that because we as a human beings are connected with different people and different groups in the society. Therefore, we are making a society, and naturally, obviously, because we live in the society, we need to be careful when we are dealing with our parents, with the neighbors, friends, and other groups of the society. Therefore, the main point is that when we are talking about the Islamic lifestyle, in the Islamic lifestyle, the core of everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is God. So we need to perform every single action in order to seek the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to have the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the actions that we perform becomes divine. When we are connected to divinity, then obviously everything becomes divine. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whenever we are connected to Him, He guides us. He takes us towards the light. It is said that Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the close guardian of those who believed in Him, and He takes them out of the darkness and He brings them towards the nur, towards the light. But those who denies to follow the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ, those who denies to follow the orders of Allah, then their awliya or the close guardian are the evils or the rebels. يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ, they take them out of the light and they take them towards the ظُلُمَات, towards the darknesses, towards injustice, towards corruption, towards all kinds of darknesses that you can imagine. Therefore, it is necessary to think about our actions and play the positive role in the society, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.